On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
Hold everything. It's 12 days of our favorite shows and 12 days until your excuses for 2018 run out. Say hello to January 2nd, 2019, and time to make some magic, people. We've got a lot of great shows, guests, and special weekly segments coming your way. So for now, enjoy the year in review and get ready for amazing things in 2019. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Welcome to Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. Your home is the base for everything in your life, from the structure and contents to what goes on inside and within yourself. To make sure this foundation is solid as can be, we invite a special guest to share something you will find enlightening, inspiring, and entertaining. Now here's your host, Michelle Swinnick. Enjoy the show.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Everything Home, where we talk about life stuff in balance. And this is our summer small biz showcase series, where we're giving you 5 minutes of facts and fun. And we're introducing you to good people doing good business and good things. And all of our guests' information and their shows are listed on our website, which is everythinghomepodcast.com. We encourage you to check it out and begin to start using it as a resource, because these companies and organizations are doing some wonderful things. They're also great at what they do. So it's something to take a look at and start contacting them and using them for the services that you need every day. You can also listen to and subscribe to Everything Home Podcast on iTunes and Google Play, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, and Player FM. And again, all that information is on our website, which is everythinghomepodcast.com. Today, I've got a really special guest. He's become a friend. He's a small business owner. His name's Bob Jenkins with Vets Built Contracting. And he's also a veteran who's putting skilled veterans to work. So how are you this morning, Bob?
Hey, Michelle. Good morning. How are we doing?
I am very, very good. First off, I want to say thank you for your service to this country.
You're welcome. It was an honor. Actually, my great uncle was a Welsh coal miner, and he had come over to this country, and he was a Marine in World War I. My dad was a captain in the Army. He served at the Bulge with Patton in World War II. My older brother's a former Marine, and I'm a Marine as well. So we've got a bunch of people in my family who have served.
Wonderful. So do you serve because you saw that as just what you're supposed to do because the family members before you did it? Or was it pretty much just common in your time of when you grew up that was your duty?
Yeah, actually, it was the complete opposite because I joined just at the tail end of Vietnam. And so popular was not, that was an oxymoron with the military. I joined because I felt it was my duty. I just felt as though, you know, the rest of my family had served. And as a kid right out of high school, I clearly was not ready to go to college. And so I thought, you know, I'll join the Marine Corps, get my butt kicked a little, get straightened out, grow up, use the GI Bill, and go on with my life. And it worked wonders for me.
That's a good plan for a lot of people. I would like to see more of the young kids these days take that route and perhaps maybe use that GI Bill for not a traditional four-year or two-year college, but perhaps a trade school where you might learn a skill where you can get paid $25, $50, $90, $100 an hour as opposed to sitting at a desk for $15.
Couldn't agree with you more. I already had a meeting with the superintendent of schools for Carefree Cape Creek, and we have another meeting scheduled in June to meet with the superintendent of schools for Maricopa County to talk about exactly that subject.
Your job obviously as a general contractor, so you're working on residential and commercial projects, but part of your mission and your goal with your company and what you feel passionate about is getting those skilled veterans to work.
Just a quick background. My younger brother and I started Vets Built, and he had open heart surgery when he was 15 years old, and he went down and tried to join the Marine Corps, and the recruiter said, "This is great. Do you have any medical conditions?" And when he told them about the open heart surgery, a recruiter said, well, you're crazy enough to be a Marine, but we just can't let you in. But my younger brother and I started Vets Built literally with the premise and the goal of finding and hiring veterans and putting veterans to work. And so we've got about 50 subcontractors right now. And out of those 50 subcontractors, roughly, and I use that word roughly, 70% of them are veterans or veteran-owned, like in the case of my electrician. John is not a veteran, but he's got Travis, who's a former Marine. So the agreement that I have with John is any work that I hire them for, I expect Travis to come on and be a part of that job. And so we hire and put veterans to work where we can.
And it's a large amount that you are employing. Your plan and what you're doing is successful.
Very successful. As a matter of fact, I was coming out of a Memorial Day event in Carefree Monday, and a young guy saw my truck and called and emailed us, and I'm having a beer with him Friday. He's a former Navy CB. He's a welder. He also knows his way around other parts of the construction industry. And so I'm going to meet with him Friday, and basically just meet with him, but if everything works out well, we'll pull him into the fold and throw in work his way as well. So we're always looking for skilled veterans. We started the business 4 years ago this November. Started off literally just kind of handyman stuff, knowing that we needed to grow the business. And the only way to do that is to find and build your subcontractor base. And so here we are 4 years later. I think it's like 56 five-star reviews on Yelp. You know, word of mouth has been great. The fact that we do hire and support veterans. I also volunteer for the Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation, which is a group that since 1995 we've raised over $74 million for children who have lost a Marine, parent, or federal law enforcement in the line of duty. We put money into an escrow account when the child reaches the age of 18. That money is theirs for college. We're working with veterans, hiring veterans, and supporting veterans and their families. And that's really the ethos. You know, that's what our brand is. People like working with us. People enjoy, they like what we're all about. We've actually had some customers get upset with us because we didn't send veterans to their job sites. Sometimes it just doesn't work that way. But they got really upset with my brother. One woman got very upset because there were no veterans on the job site. And he said, well, but my brother is an owner and he is a veteran and we do hire veterans. On this particular case, we just don't happen to have a veteran available as a tile person to do your job. But that's how passionate people are about wanting to work with us and have veterans. They want veterans on their job sites.
That's just so nice to hear. And for so many years, there's been stereotypes. Things have been said about vets or their ability to properly deal with the workforce when they've come back from being in Iraq or Afghanistan. And in the past couple of years, especially, I would say like in the last 6 to 8 months, there's just been a whole nother attitude and respect given to these men and women, which should have always been the case, but it's starting to finally turn around, or you're seeing it more. Maybe some of these other companies that are big corporations, they want to just jump on that train. But you know what? If they're spending the money and they're doing the support, and you know, I'd say whatever at that point. As long as at the end of the day, the veterans are the ones that are getting taken care of, well, let them ride that publicity train as long as they're writing checks and hiring the people.
Yeah. Well, let me, you know, here's an example. This just happened to me last week. I was on a job site with two civilians, meaning that they were not veterans. And we scheduled a meeting the next morning at 8 o'clock on that job site to go over many things that needed to be seriously addressed. And I showed up at 7:45, 8 o'clock, 8:15, 8:30, 8:45. Now I'm furious. And I called both of them and neither one of them showed up and neither one of them had the respect to call me and tell me that they weren't going to make it. Now, I had a interior designer coming to the same job at 9 o'clock to go over a tile design for the bathroom, and the guy that's doing that is a former Marine. He shows up at 8:30, and when he got out of his truck, I said, typical, you know, that's why I hire veterans, because I can count on you guys to be on time or, in your case, early. And it just exemplifies why I like working with veterans. Because, you know, we've all been there. We all get it. It's a big fraternity. I know that I can trust them most of the time, and I can work with them. And that just perfectly exemplified why I work with vets.
Well, that's the one thing I never understood, why there was such a stigmatism attached to veterans when it comes to maybe the larger corporations. When, if they've been conditioned for years to be in an environment where there's structure, they're obviously getting up early. They have roles. They have responsibilities. They obviously are more responsive to taking instruction because that's the whole attitude and the ideology of the military. There's respect. They love this country. There's so many positive adjectives and traits of somebody who is in the military. It never really made sense to me why the corporations aren't just knocking down doors to get these guys and girls in there, because they've got much better work ethics than somebody who spent 4 years at college partying the whole time and barely going to class and getting decent grades just so they could get out. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, it's called the media. The media doesn't want to paint a picture. It doesn't sell sensationalism by talking about how great veterans are and the structure and the discipline and the maturity. That doesn't sell newspapers. But some vet who's gotten in trouble and done something, that sells. So all of a sudden people just stigmatize veterans with trouble and post-traumatic stress. And, gee, they must all be like that, which is a bunch of BS. It's really the media is responsible for part of it.
Do you want to talk about any of your showcase projects while you've got a few more minutes, a project that you really cared about that made a huge difference?
Let me think about that for a second. You know, we just did two back-to-back. One was up in Rio Verde. It was a complete gut. I mean, it was a absolute complete gut renovation. They were smart. They knew that they needed to move out. And so they rented a place, and I gave them a timeline of 3 months. And, I mean, every door in the house we took out, we put in 8-foot alder doors. We gutted the floors. Every piece of tile came up. The carpets came up. The baseboards came up. The kitchen was gutted. We took some walls down. The bathrooms, the entire house was gutted, and we got them in 3 days early. It went like clockwork, and that's what, you know, having a really good team is all about. They trust me, they don't all go that well, but was planning beforehand. They were very type A personalities themselves, very detail-oriented, and so that made my job a lot easier. They also stayed out of my way. They came once or twice a week. They'd walk through and ask questions, but they weren't in the middle of gutting it. Bob, the paint isn't on yet. Well, you're right. We just gutted that wall. Yeah, that was a great job. That was a really good one. I've got one going on in Phoenix right now, which is the antithesis of that. The house was built in the 70s. It's been just one colossal nightmare after another. We're now framing, and actually we're putting the floors in today. So we're beyond all the really ugly, stupid, crazy things that can go wrong in this business. Some are great and some are a challenge.
You want to give a little recap about your company, and then I'll let you go for the day so you can go ahead and work on some of these other great projects and get more veterans working.
Yeah, it's vetsbuilt.com, VETSBUILT.com. I'm a former Marine. My brother's my partner. We hire and put the veterans to work. We've got 50 subcontractors. Almost 70% of them are owned by veterans or have veterans working for them. We do remodel, renovation, new build, casitas, anything having to do with general contracting for residential. And then we also do some TI work in the commercial world. I think that kind of sums it up. And we also volunteer money, time, and effort for the Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation to help kids who have lost a parent in the line of duty.
It's amazing work. Like I try to express throughout the show is your whole ideology and the way that you portray yourself and the things that you do and believe in is not like a typical contractor that somebody has experienced in the past. So anyone that's interested in giving Bob a call to take a look at their project or their house, their remodel, take away that stereotype of a typical general contractor, because that's not Bob. Bob is completely the opposite of that. So you're probably not only are going to find somebody who does an amazing job, but you're probably now got a new friend that's somebody that you're in contact with for a long time. So not your typical contractor, not even close.
The couple I spoke about in Rio Verde, after we were completed, they moved back in 3 days early. they had me up the following weekend, and he did a couple steaks on the grill with some homemade baked beans and coleslaw and a couple bottles of wine. That doesn't happen very often.
No.
But that's how
no.
happy they were.
That should just let you know that what you're doing and the guy that you are, and that's why I wanted you on the show. You're good people doing good business and good things. So, Bob, I appreciate your time today.
Thank
give your website and phone number real quick so we can make sure that people give you a call to take a look at their projects.
Yeah, the best way to reach us is through our website, vetsbuilt.com. We also have a Facebook presence, Vets Built Contracting. Those are the two best ways. Go in, take a look. Yelp. Please send people to Yelp. Go into Yelp and just type in Vets Built Contracting, Scottsdale, Arizona, and that speaks, you know, like I said, I think there's 57 five-star reviews. So anybody's got any questions about us, that's the place to go.
All right, Bob, thank you very much, and we'll definitely have you back on the show. I really appreciate your time this morning. The conversation has been beyond enlightening and encouraging that there are good general contractors out there, and I'm glad we found one. So have a great day, Bob.
Well,
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Michelle. Appreciate the opportunity. You take care.
You too. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
You've been listening to the Everything Home podcast, and this is our summer small biz showcase series where we're giving you 5 minutes of facts and fun, delivering you good people, doing good business and good things. And we were talking with Bob Jenkins, the owner of Vets Built Contracting. Not your typical general contractor, somebody that you should definitely consider when looking at doing any residential or commercial remodeling projects. His information and this show will always be on our website, which is everythinghomepodcast.com. And that's all of our guests and their shows are listed there. And we encourage you to check it out and begin to use it as a resource. You can also listen and subscribe to the Everything Home podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, and Player FM. Make it a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick.